So may I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Good morning. Thank you. It's good to know you're there. That's very good. It's really good to be here. Thank you for your welcome. What an amazing and beautiful parish church this is, with so much history, and really wonderful to be here this morning for this benefice service and confirmation service. I'm really sorry the service had to be postponed from November. I had to go into hospital for tests after an unfortunate incident with a fishbone in which became lodged in my throat. I blame nobody but myself. I made the fish pie in which the fishbone resided. But thankfully, all is now well. So I've come this morning to be with you and to share in your worship, which is a real joy. There are something like 800-odd churches in the Diocese of Oxford, and therefore it takes me a while to get round everywhere, to be with you and to worship, and also to confirm 10 candidates, I think. And if I may, I want to give you a new middle name. A new middle name. It won't be legal, and you can ignore it, or you could register it with a depot if you wanted to. But I'd like you to keep it as a middle name, as a memory of today. Many of us here will have stories about our middle names. I have two, and I'm embarrassed by one of them. And there are stories about each, so I'll tell you later if you ask me nicely what the stories are. But the middle name I want to give you is to remind you of today, of your confirmation, and to remind you of the power Christ gives you to change the world, to change every situation you're part of, to change your family, and to change sometimes even the church. The name I want to give you is quite unusual. I'm not sure it's ever been given to a real person. I've looked for evidence and haven't yet found it. But I did see it once as a name given to a character in a book. Several hundred years ago, the Puritans used to give their children names from the Bible. And sometimes the names would be of characters, and we still do that. So I have four lovely grandchildren, and their names are Josiah and Judah and Joshua and Caleb, all names taken from characters in the Bible. But the Puritans used to also name their children after particular qualities and Christian qualities in the Bible. Patience, prudence, honesty, temperance, and so on. And the name I want to give you is one of those names, a new middle name, and it's this. Oh, be joyful. Oh, be joyful. Think of it as a bit like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh, be joyful. If you prefer your middle name in Latin, it would be Jubilate. But most of you won't speak Latin, so oh, be joyful will need to do. The name is taken from the first three words of Psalm 100. And at this time of the year, the church says this psalm every day in the early morning, in the coldest, darkest month of the year, as the dawn breaks a little earlier each day, and as we travel through winter towards spring. We begin our morning prayers with the words, O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. O be joyful, jubilate, because Christians are to be people of deep and overflowing and powerful and wonderful joy. The world around us needs us to be a community of joy. I don't need to tell you what's in the news at the moment and the way it makes many of us feel. I probably don't need to tell you that tomorrow is Blue Monday. Blue Monday is calculated to be the most miserable day of the year because of the combination of the weather and the darkness and our debts after Christmas. Apparently credit card bills arrive around now, sorry to remind you of that, and our failed New Year's resolutions. We were making them a couple of weeks ago and we're breaking them apparently around now. Although I was hearing on the radio on Good Morning Sunday on the way down here that the Samaritans this year have renamed Blue Monday as Brew Monday, and they are encouraging us to have a cup of tea with someone and ask each other how we are and really mean it. And I think that's a powerful thing to do, and you might want to do that after church this morning. Tomorrow is Blue Monday. But the church reads these words every morning in our prayers, and I want to give them to you as a middle name. Oh, be joyful. Oh, be joyful. Why? Let me take you to John's Gospel, to our Gospel reading. John's Gospel, I think, is the most beautiful book in the world that has ever been written. And John's Gospel takes darkness and suffering really, really seriously. But John chooses to begin his Gospel with the miracle that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all leave out, the one that was read. The story at the wedding at Cana is told with a smile and a sparkle. There's a wedding at Cana. Jesus and his mum are invited. The organizers are completely incompetent, comedically so. The families are furious. It's a social disaster. But Jesus is here. And one person, just one person at the wedding, turns the atmosphere from blame to joy. Mary, the mother of Jesus. She asks Jesus to help. Quietly and secretly, without fuss, Jesus gives his instructions. No one at the wedding knows what is happening except a few servants. And water is changed into rich, beautiful, deep wine, the symbol of joy. Jesus massively, massively overcaters. The miracle creates 180 gallons of the best wine. It is a stupendous amount. It must have been an extraordinary party. And only a few people know why the wedding has been transformed. Not the bride, nor the groom, nor even the best man, who ends the story fittingly with a real joke. Only the servants who've drawn the water and the mother of Jesus and later his disciples. Mess and sorrow are transformed into joy. Well, today, our 10 candidates celebrate their baptism. And they will make on their own behalf the promises made for them when they were brought to the font as children. And we will pray for them that they will be strengthened by God's Spirit. And we are praying for them for the gift of deep, rich, profound joy in the midst of every part of their life. Oh, be joyful. Joy in knowing Jesus Christ. Joy in recognizing that we are loved by God. Joy in sins forgiven. Joy in new beginnings. joy in hope of resurrection, which endures even in the face of cold, wintry death. Like the miracle at Cana, joy is often deep and hidden and secret. It's not loud or overpowering. It is a quiet strength to our lives and our families and our churches and in every place that we go. Christian joy, real Christian joy, does not deny suffering and pain. Christian joy does not ask us to pretend that things are good when they are really bad. There's a place in the Christian life for lament and sorrow and pain and questions. And later in the Gospels, in John's Gospel, wine will also be the symbol for sacrifice and suffering, as well as joy, as is the cup we will share today. But Christian joy never really goes away. Even in the midst of the most terrible suffering and uncertainty and grief, joy and hope have the power to transform our lives. And that is why today I want to give you a new name which captures the mystery of this miracle. A new name which you can put at the core of who you are, which will help change your own lives and your families and your churches and your places of work. Because just one person turning to Jesus for help in secret makes a difference in all of those situations, like Mary at the wedding. Water is changed into wine. So take this new name. Oh, be joyful. Jubilate. And see the change happen year on year in the rest of your lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.